Coming up, we're hoping to ease your construction woes this week on the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition, live from the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida. This is the Universal Edition of the Diz Unplugged. This is episode 71 of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. The Diz Unplugged Universal Edition is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel. Let the experts at Dreams Unlimited Travel help you plan the perfect vacation. Visit them on the web at www.dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. Hey everyone, welcome to today's episode of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. I am your host, Craig Williams. Joining me today is Jenny Lynn Knopp.
Sup, people.
Back on the controls, associate producer Rhino Clavin.
Hello.
Fantastic. So we've got a really big episode for you today. What?
That juice bottle is in the way.
That juice bottle is in the way. Excuse me while I
swat it away.
And just like that, it's gone.
Just talking kind of like a sports announcer today.
Yeah, I'm trying. So for all of you listening out there, you know, it's a little bit of folly work on our part. For everyone watching, well, you just saw that happen. So, hey, everyone, thanks for joining us today. We've got an interesting episode, I want to say. That's the adjective I would use to describe it.
I think so.
I think
it'll,
so, too.
It'll be interesting for us as well.
We've had a lot of discussions about this one, for sure. Today we are discussing what the current state of construction is at Universal Orlando and how that's really going to affect your travels there right now and how it might affect your upcoming travels. And we're going to start doing a little bit of talking about the benefits, the disadvantages of doing it right now at this current period. Well, the next couple of years, a couple of construction projects, of course, happening that is really causing an effect to go into place right now.
What are those construction projects?
What are those construction projects? Well, that's a good question. Should have did a little more research on this. I just assumed that someone else would know.
I think
I'm joking. No, I'm kidding, of course.
This is where the interesting part comes in, guys.
Yes, this is where the interesting part comes in. No, we're gonna get to all of that too, of course. I didn't do that. So we're gonna get into all that, all the construction projects and everything happening. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the motivation behind this. No buzz, nothing like that today. News has been very light in terms of what's been happening the past couple weeks at Universal. Basically, everything that was important we discussed on our show last week. And if anything else happened, then I am just going to flat out say that I completely ignored it, which, of course, would make me a bad person. You know, happy birthday to the Hard Rock Hotel celebrating a rockin' 15 years at Universal Orlando.
I wish I'd been at that birthday party.
Yeah, I wish I would have too. So, only time I'd celebrate a 15-year-old's birthday party for sure.
I mean, guess tell one that day, to your daughter someday.
Yeah, one day I'll have a kid. So, I guess I
vowed one day, sweetheart, I would never celebrate your quinceañera.
Yeah. So.
But the sweet 16's okay.
Not quite sure. Kylie and I will be holding a quinceañera for our future daughter. But I'm not gonna dismiss the idea. You know, sometimes it's nice to bring in different traditions into a family. A lot of this idea kind of popped up into my head because sometime last week, Universal announced that they were bringing back their very popular buy a two-day ticket, get a third day for free promotion, which it doesn't take that much common sense to realize that because you are paying for the two-day, but you're getting the third day, you're getting a three-day ticket out of that, you are saving a little bit of money, not like a massive amount of money, but this promotion's actually, it's not just for like park-to-park tickets. You can do it on just the base ticket with a single park in there too. So regardless, you're gonna end up saving a little bit of money because of it. So with that deal, you know, there's not a lot of strings attached or anything to this, but tickets can be purchased now through April 12th, 2016, and they must be used in full by May 31st, 2016. So really, in terms of that, if you kind of think about it, they are doing this promotion right up until things are going to start getting busy for
right,
the summer.
Right, until peak season when we hit summer. And the truth is, it's a really good time to travel. May is awesome. It's an awesome time of the year to go to the parks.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, all the next couple months are some of the most exciting months in general for Universal.
I found a thing that we can talk about when you're done with this that I realized you had asked before. Do you guys have any Universal things? And I remembered, so that's what I was doing.
Oh, because I didn't ask any housekeeping?
Yeah, and I've got one. So
okay, well, yeah, well,
when you're done.
We've already kind of jumped into it.
Wait.
We'll still consider this housekeeping.
Well, then, okay.
We'll consider this housekeeping.
I thought you were talking about the ticket.
This is the it's the ticket, but this is the motivation behind why we're doing this show and talking about it, because this ticket must be used in full by May 31st, 2016. Then summer comes. We know summer's always busy because that's whenever teachers and a lot of families can come down because kids are no longer in school. So it's just a really convenient time for families to travel in the summer. So they don't have any problem packing it in. This year, though, there's so many exciting things happening throughout the year. We're coming up on, my God, is it next week that it's Celebration of Harry Potter? That's the last weekend of January.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's already.
I lost track of time.
It's already coming up very quickly here. But on top of that, then we're getting thrown right into Mardi Gras. As soon as the Celebration of Harry Potter's open. And that's taken us all the way through mid-April. And then you just have that one little point of quiet before then we're getting thrown into the summer months. And, of course, with the summer, a couple of those construction projects that we're going to be discussing here are going to be opening up. So a lot of exciting things are happening. But at the same time, the parks are also being affected right now with everything that's happening. And so, yeah, overall, it's a very interesting dynamic, and we will jump into it. But I don't want to ignore Rhino's bit of
his
information.
Mid-show shuffle?
Yeah. God, I hope we're not that far into the show already.
I don't know. I was just trying to give you an excuse to shimmy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's always an excuse to shimmy. Always. Always. There's my segue.
Okay.
Here's the segue. Yeah. Okay, so you asked last week if anybody knew if people were putting roses, happened right after we left for Alan Rickman at the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, where the potions classroom, we talked about how you said the little kind of tribute to Snape is down that hallway when you go through the castle.
Exactly.
So it was like immediately after the show, I saw online that someone had left a rose out in the front of the door, which is hard. But the one that got me that I'm going to show you the photo of was the people doing the wand raising here.
Yeah.
It's just a very, very touching, you know, nice tribute. And I don't know.
No, it was all nice thing. They definitely went all out that day with what they were doing in honor of Alan Rickman, including the raising their wands to the sky for him. They put the one rose outside his office door. The one thing that I get, but at the same time still, I didn't feel like it was the best tribute. A person from Universal Creative went over and put a lily on the potions classroom door.
Oh, wow.
Which I get, he taught potions for the first five?
Yeah. 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Books. Yeah, and I mean before that, obviously, in terms of lore, but his door was right down there. Put the lily at the door. But I digress.
Oh, wait. Where did they put the lily?
On the potions classroom. The lily was on the potions classroom.
But you're saying, where are you saying to put the
lily? I'm saying they should have put it on the actual office of Snape.
Oh, I did not know those were two different places.
Yes, they are.
In the castle. I don't know if I've noticed the other one then.
Snape's classroom is right
when you first go in the queue,
the one-eyed witch.
Yeah.
So...
Well, where's the other one that you're talking about?
The potions classroom's further down that corridor.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think I've taken notice to that directly before, so I'm going to have to... Another reason. But you're right. I would agree with your thinking. Right
there. No, I understand the lily. It's not that I don't comprehend that. I just thought it was in the wrong place. But then again, that tribute did grow as the days went on.
Is this the picture here, the wand raising, was that set to happen at a certain time, or is it just people were doing it as they're going in and like people caught on? That's what I wonder.
Well, there's a couple, I believe, I might be giving out false information, but there's a couple actual like Harry Potter groups, clubs that are like in Orlando. So I think they did a kind of a last second meetup for that. And then I think there's one actually happening that
There is one during the weekend.
Yeah.
I heard somebody was talking about it, but they don't know when it is yet, but it's going to happen somewhere, and it's going to happen in one of the two parks.
Exactly. I saw a post about that, and there was a big invite to that. So it's nice that the tributes keep doing it.
Well,
and
I wonder if they're going to have some kind of tribute to the whole House of Slytherin for him.
Oh, I have no idea, but there's got to be... You know, as I've said, I think on the show before, I was going to try to get you two to do most of the coverage at Celebration of Harry Potter, but now I kind of want to be there just to see if any
things
happen.
I got that half marathon next Sunday.
Oh, no.
Any listeners want to come and
carry
me at
all? You're still covering it. The thing is, and I mean, this is more of a conversation for us to be having than dealing anything with the show, but by Sunday, the big 2 days are Friday night and then Saturday into the afternoon, and then after Saturday, nothing happens.
It's like a normal, yeah. If you go to conventions, it's that same kind of attitude. Like
the Sunday's the last day that you spend roaming the expo.
Yeah,
and
like
not going
like
to
Friday's things. The after work. Let me run in and just kind of get the peek at some stuff, and then Saturday's the big hoo ha.
Wow. I'm going to have to bleep that out later for audio.
Yeah, I think the bleep will make it 10 times worse.
Can't drop the hoo-ha.
Name the episode, all that hoo-ha.
And for anyone heading out to Celebration of Harry Potter, I found on Universal's official blog, they're actually doing a Celebration of Harry Potter scavenger hunt. So there's a little downloadable thing that you can print out. I'll make sure to have a link or actually just post the picture on there. Essentially, they want you to print or save it to your digital device before you come to Universal Orlando, and then you follow the 8 clues around everything happening with the Celebration of Harry Potter. Share your photos with hashtag HP Celebration on Twitter or Instagram and just have fun. So some of the questions they kind of put in there are, at the beginning of each school year, the Sorting Hat places new Hogwarts students into a house. Visit the Harry Potter Expo and show us where you've been sorted. So... You know, little things like that. They just want to get you involved. Find a crying potted mandrake at Dogweed and Deathcap and share its cries. God, smart. That'd be an annoying day on social media if everyone has
just
the crying
screaming,
mandrake. But no, I think it's a cute little thing to get people to walk around there.
I agree.
So.
I think it's smart.
And I really like that this is another example of how Universal does these special events that you just have to, you just go to the park to do it. It's not a hard ticket. It's not anything extra. It's just admission to the event is included in your park-to-park ticket. So I think that's really – it's another one of those cool things they're doing every year.
Yeah, exactly. So, of course, we'll plug it again next week on the show. But for everyone who's not going to listen to next week's and only stick to this week's, make sure to follow our coverage of the Celebration of Harry Potter 2016 happening the last weekend of January.
January.
Wow. Oh, that derailed my thoughts.
I think we were talking about construction.
Weren't we? Weren't we?
All the wonderful things happening in the studios or the parks in these upcoming months leading to the summer.
Exactly.
But some of the things going on in the parks are construction projects.
Absolutely, yeah. Of course they are.
Constructive construction.
This hopefully will be a very constructive conversation. So we need to drop in the pun counter going now and see how far we can take it up. It's no surprise that it's not just Universal Orlando. It's the other studios down the street, too. Even Animal Kingdom. Basically, right now.
And Epcot, too.
And
yeah.
I-4.
And the brand new I-4 expansion. I think I saw construction out in a random field, too. I'm not sure. There was a guy standing out there hammering a nail into one board of wood.
Kinds of activity all over Orlando right now.
Exactly.
What's crazy is I was leaving Epcot the other day, and I got on the ramp, and the sign, there's a sign that's like construction for the next, it usually says like 3 or 4 miles. for the next 22 miles from Epcot up through the heart of Central Florida. So it's everywhere here. It's the zodiac of the year for Florida is construction.
Yes, and it's definitely having an effect on all of us who want to be sane. But at the same time, too, we know that there will be a silver lining on all of this, mm-hmm. and there will be a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And
so we wait patiently.
That's going to be, yes, we're going to wait patiently for all these great things coming out. So let's go over what is coming specifically to Universal Orlando in 2016. Obviously, for those of you who have been dying to go to Universal and haven't been able to get a hotel room the past couple months, I don't think that's been an actual problem, but we'll pretend it is. You have Loews Sapphire Falls Resort opening up this summer, bringing a fifth hotel to Universal Orlando and increasing how many crazy people can actually go to these parks. And my gosh, they've just been putting this thing up so incredibly quick. And yeah. It still looks like they have a lot of work to go from just being able to drive past. I don't have pictures of it at all because, well, that would just be downright dangerous of me to take pictures while I'm driving. But I don't love you all enough.
To risk your life. We see how it is.
So, but again, that's not really a construction problem that's really affecting anyone in the general sense.
It's not even a traffic issue, really. It's kind of
just its own thing. Plot of land.
Its own thing going on.
It is. It's just hanging out, having fun. And I guess we'll jump ahead to 2017.
Wait, right? You didn't say everything for 2016.
We'll come back. Okay. You know, that's a good thing about Universal. They invented time travel. I don't know if that's accurate.
Nailed it.
I don't think that's accurate. But let's jump ahead to 2017. Right across the street from there, we have Volcano Bay,
mm-hmm.
which I think we reported on the show that was just last week that they are going to build a dedicated tram/bus lane all the way over to Volcano Bay from the south parking structure. And so that one actually is causing a little bit more of a construction headache, just in a general sense that I know personally, I've already experienced it, that when people go past a construction site while driving, they stop to try to see what's happening, just like a wreck.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has to know what's happening.
Especially in Florida.
Yeah, and so I've experienced this a couple times already around the Volcano Bay side of the construction where people are like trying to stop to see and slow down. It's like,
we
know what you're doing. Yeah, Tom Hanks is just hanging out. You know, why not?
Joe versus the Volcano Bay, coming 2017, the reboot.
Mashup.
It's a sequel. It's a sequel. It's the, you know,
sequel, reboot, mashup.
20-year later sequel thing right now.
So that's happening all technically on property, but away from it. What we're really concerned about is what's actually happening at the theme parks. So we'll start off with 2016 and what's going to be opening up. And I think the big one that we have to mention, the elephant in the room, per se, it's not an elephant in the room. We all know it.
It's a different mammal.
It is a mammal. It's not the mammal you were thinking of. It's everyone's favorite,
King Kong.
King Kong. What were you going to say? No. Criss Cross.
Everyone's favorite musician.
Jump.
Criss Cross. The attraction.
What were you going to say, though?
No, I don't know.
No, you don't know.
I was just going to start naming. I should have said Amy. Everyone's favorite gorilla, Amy. Amy, good.
Amy.
Gorilla.
Good.
Amy.
Gorilla.
Good. Mother. Good. No. Should I say it? I don't know. I haven't said it this year yet.
Say it.
It didn't feel natural.
Just say it.
People have to earn it.
Just say it.
Stop eating my sesame cake. I think we should watch Congo before that ride comes out. Just watch every great ape Hollywood movie. We'll go Congo, Mighty Joe Young. The remake, obviously, because we want to keep it real classy.
Bill Paxton.
And I guess we can finish off with King Kong at some point. Curious George.
Curious George.
There you go.
I don't think he's an ape.
I'm going to hit every...
He's a little miniature one.
He's definitely a primate.
I was just going to say, what's the family? Marsupial? No, that's not right.
No, marsupial is the kangaroo family. We're in the primates.
Is it primates? Yeah. Is that the name of the family?
Yeah, we're primates, too.
You don't say.
I do say.
I went to school in Alabama. We burn people.
I shouldn't say that for any of the. I don't want to offend.
I didn't go to school now.
Evolutionists versus creationists out there. So,
We all have opposable thumbs.
Okie dokie.
Moving on.
I'm going to give you one of these.
It's fantastic.
You know why?
I love whenever we make the conversation awkward. It did not even have to go there at all. But yeah, so King Kong opening summer 2016. Who knows? With the pace that they're moving on this too.
It looks like it's like ready to open today.
It looks good.
Yeah, it does look good. And you're not seeing pictures because, well, every time I walk past there, I honestly don't even think about taking a picture. It's one of those things. Well,
they do still have the walls up.
We are awful at our job.
No. I went to go take a picture recently, actually. And I was doing I don't know what I was doing, but I went up to where you showed me. You can go up in the Jurassic Park area and go to the top of a thing, and you can look over the wall. But the construction has moved to the inside, so the exterior hasn't changed at all. So there's if we showed you a picture now versus the picture from like 3 months ago, it would look exactly
the same. It doesn't really change that much. Yeah, they've come a long way with it, and I know the interior part and getting everything to really click, that's where it's going to take a lot of work and effort, as it would with any attraction. But it's moving right along. And it's going to be an exciting summer strictly because of that. And that obviously, because of the area it's being built in between Jurassic Park and Toon Lagoon, again, it hasn't caused that much of an actual construction headache or nightmare in any of this because it is so out of the way. Yeah, the wall kind of came out, and I think you lost about like 3 feet of actual walking room around that area, but nothing.
But it's not significant, not. It's not much worse than it was before.
Not at all. But in terms of headaches, and something that has happened at Islands of Adventure in terms of construction that hasn't really made a maneuvering the parks, but caused other wait times to go up, of course, is the Incredible Hulk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's been a big, heavy loss over this unusually busy time. Of course, right now it's typically slow season, but it hasn't been slow because of the marathon and holidays and coming up a celebration of Harry Potter. And but I know just from the couple times I've been to the park that I think every area in general is feeling an effect from not having the Incredible Hulk there. And
well, let me ask you guys this too. Do you think that when they, since for those of you who don't know, the Incredible Hulk's track is completely gone too?
Yeah,
like it just has the pillars of where it was, like the
exit tunnel, they are starting the rebuilding process now where they've got construction
on
supports,
the other side.
They've got supports up and tracks starting to go down again too.
Because that was what I was going to ask, is that do you guys think that when they go to put in the part that goes over the bridge, like when they go to add that back, do you think that that's going to become a traffic jam issue? Do you think it's going to create that park to have to only be able to go one way around the park?
No, I don't think they...
Think they'll do it all over night?
I think they're going to be good enough that they'll have it set up that that area will be protected.
Well, it's just
the day so people can walk through and they will work their butts off to get it done at night.
Don't you guys think this is crazy? Like that this is like their, I don't know, third, fourth, fifth construction project. Like Transformers went up, I felt like overnight. I felt like I went to the park one day and the next day that whole building was there. You're like, that you didn't notice they had taken away whatever was there before and put this new thing there. And so now this is yet another construction project that seems to be effortlessly happening along with Kong. But here we are. The big announcement this last week was the stuff about 50% of Hollywood Studios closing, which we all knew. But what I hear is that park's just going to be one big horseshoe now because it's going to dead end on both sides. And it's almost laughable at this point at how efficient Universal has become with their construction projects over Disney. And that says a lot about the experience you're going to have at that park too.
Let's be honest though. With Hollywood Studios, there was always an unnatural loop around there. You could technically circle that park. But it was never easy to do because you'd have to kind of go and then make a 90-degree turn and then make a 210-degree turn. And just it never had that natural flow to it. Like that
organic feel to it.
Yeah, that Islands of Adventure has, or World Showcase, or the Magic Kingdom itself.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't have that nice flow to it. So hopefully that's something that's addressed in there. But you're absolutely right. Universal has... I think they've really paid attention to in terms of thinking about what projects they could develop by you know, making sure that they chose places that they could develop where it wouldn't be a hindrance to guests. You know, by doing Twister, which in 2017 will become the Jimmy Fallon attraction. Did you say Jimmy Kimmel?
No, I said Fallon.
Okay.
I heard Kimmel. Hold out hope for that Kimmel attraction.
Yeah, that's if ABC, if you're listening, cut a deal. Screw Disney. Cut a deal with NBC and try to make a Jimmy Kimmel attraction.
What's Jimmy Kimmel's sidekick's name? The Spanish guy? God. This is going to bug me because I was going to say, like, oh, it'll be fun. We can see him and get a little stuffed, little Jimmy's little. What the hell is his name?
See, I'm still back in the days of, like, Uncle Sal and all that. Guillermo.
Guillermo. Guillermo. Right there.
Guillermo.
Guillermo.
I love
when they do their videos.
Wow. No, that just detracted the conversation again.
Now, I'm going to ask you, do you think that Universal pays extra close attention to how they do this construction? Because do you think, like, maybe they're on this roll for the last couple of years? Mm-hmm. They're quality assurance or something is rising. Like, I would say, like, the experience that you're getting, I feel like the rating has been higher and higher and higher of guest satisfaction.
Experience.
Yeah. And so, like, do you think that they're maybe terrified, not terrified, but they're just afraid of slipping back by, you know, because they're a landlocked area and they have to step
very carefully. I wouldn't say afraid, but I think that they're definitely aware. I mean, I don't think that they're getting complacent, if that's what you're asking. They don't have enough room to do that.
No, I don't. I'm not saying complacent or anything like that. I'm just saying that they're taking extra care because they know their guest satisfaction levels are so high lately. Like, and
I would think so, because they're building their reputation. They don't want. I mean, they're going to want to keep it.
It goes to say a lot. I feel like that you can they can have these places like Diagon Alley pop up in a year and a half, but you cannot. You know, that affected us a little bit, but that walkway was still open the whole time, you know? And they have new restaurants that go in. Walkways are always open. You can always get to where you're going.
Exactly. And Twister going down and having Jimmy Fallon come in, it's caused no problems. They've had that one wall just go up, kind of cornering the building and cutting it off. And the exciting part is because of that not really causing a disturbance is right now you can just see into the building and see the absolute destruction that they are doing on the inside. And from a guest perspective, you know, it doesn't affect you how you actually maneuver the park at all. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, too, you get to see that they're actually doing something and you feel like you have that sneak peek that, you know.
About what's coming
it's
up.
It's like, oh, something's coming. I remember. I remember with New Fantasyland, whenever they were building Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, after such a period of time, then they finally added the peephole window so you could see inside. They just did the same thing with Rivers of Light over at Animal Kingdom. And I think a lot of that goes to Disney has always made sure their walls were high, so you couldn't really ever see in and see the actual behind the scenes. Where Universal, I feel like since I've been going, when it's come to construction, they've absolutely embraced being visible with what's actually happening behind the scenes there.
Well, I think that there's a reason for that. With Disney, I hope I'm not stepping on toes here, but with Disney, when they approach their lands, it's more of a transportive experience where you're supposed to feel like you're in another place and talking with other people and they don't want to break character. Universal has some areas like that, such as Diagon Alley. But I think in general, it's a little bit more everyday, you know, like the New York area, you know, it's not going to be so uncommon to see construction going up in the New York area. Yeah, and they have that a little bit more freedom to embrace it for that reason.
Yeah, I agree with that in terms of the studios. Obviously, it's a different beast for Islands of Adventure because every separate island is you're walking into a different. I would argue that although Disney kind of had that intention originally, somewhere along the line, they lost that idea and value that each place was different.
Absolutely.
And it all just became regular cast members where Universal brought that back to where it's not, especially with the first Wizarding World, where it's like you're walking in and we are going to theme you to
costume,
boredom.
Costume from like toes to, you know,
from your feet right up to your head. Like, you're covered in it, you know, and it's just... And whereas I think, like, when I worked at Hollywood Studios, like, in the area I worked in, it was like you had a blue shirt, a yellow shirt, a red shirt. And sometimes those different colors would be at different attractions. And I'm like, yeah, this is real good theming here. You know what I mean? Like, it just felt like I'm at the next place, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Cast members all the same.
I do understand what you're saying with that. I think...
But I think Universal has a different level of... I think they're approaching their projects from a different... Like, they're much more transparent about what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They're trying to... They like it to like keep people into it.
Absolutely.
Whereas Disney likes to have the secret reveal.
Yeah, well, and I think it works for Universal.
Yeah.
Because it allows people to, in a way, feel like a part of the project.
Yeah, and I think Disney's starting to steal that, too. And realize that, oh, you know, when we hide stuff, it's not helping. Whenever people can see the actual progress, that's whenever they get excited about it. I remember when Everest was being built. I mean, there was no way to hide Everest. So that buzz and that anticipation just kept growing. With Rivers of Light, you know, the seating area that they've been building was kind of blocked off, but all you had to do was kind of walk around and you were able to see everything that they were doing, too. So they're starting to pick up that Universal... definitely is better at it, and that's where I'm going to be interested in seeing what really happens with the other thing that will be opening up in 2017, Fast and Furious Supercharged.
I wish we had like a car sound effect.
Which I post, oh my, we don't need that, so I'm going to go into 2 points on this one. First, I posted a picture there over the weekend to our Twitter, and I should have brought it for the show. I don't know what the heck I'm doing with my life right now, but I should have brought it. The construction wall they put up all around the Beetlejuice Theater, which is basically
gone. It's on Twitter,
gone.
You said?
It's completely gone, yeah. It's
tweeted it from the Universal account?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Twitter.com/DizUniversal. You'll be able to find it there. But they put up this awful graffiti wall, construction wall. And in front of Beetlejuice, though, it's kind of cool because the arch that where it said Beetlejuice's Graveyard Review, that's still up. But the stage is just gone. That's all. That was like an overnight thing. They just
– That is not,
they tore
that is
that
not
up.
Our Twitter, by the way. You said Twitter.com/Universal.
DizUniversal.
DizUniversal. Okay, I didn't hear the diz because that's a Mike. Somebody named Mike.
Hey, Mike.
So
we just Rhino just gave you a plug out there, Mike. Yeah. Have fun with that.
Guy's going to be like, why are all these people?
Yeah, who
he's from Florida.
Ooh, Mike from Florida. And, of course, this wall is also come up over by disaster, too. They had a wall up there for a while. I didn't know that. I don't think it was graffitied right away at first. But regardless, it's still awful. Again, this is construction that really hasn't – it has zero effect on everything that's happening in the park. But, that again, I'm going to stress on it. That's why I love Universal, that you can just flat out see right there. That wall could
drift,
be another
– Dom –
if that wall was another 3 feet higher, you know, you would be generally like, well, what is happening back there? But they make it that if you stand back far enough, you can kind of get a good idea of everything that's happening. And so now my B point, which I'm going to take a sip of coffee and I'll get to. So do you have anything to say right now?
Go, Rhino. You always have something to say.
So I saw via our own Twitter, well, and also I believe that somebody tagged me in on Facebook. Maybe it was Shane. I feel like it was Shane. Is that you can get the cow. Universal opened that prop shop that we had talked about on the show before, and you can get that cow from the Twister attraction, which I was trying to pull up.
The flying cow.
Yeah, I was trying to drag the photo, but I can't get it for some reason.
Do you mean the actual cow?
Yes, the actual flying cow was available in the prop shop. It was like $5,500.
Oh.
Yeah, here's the whole thing. But yeah, there he is. Look at that. You could sit on that.
Oh, that
just
is
sit and have a beverage.
Looking thing.
It's, okay. That's not an eye socket. It's an ear.
Wow. That
anatomy.
Talk about just throwing something random into the middle of a conversation. That is just what happened. But it was beautiful.
Speaking of construction, I like how Universal sells off the stuff from their old attractions that they when they break them down.
No, yeah, that is.
You can get a Frank Kincaid poster. I want a Frank Kincaid poster.
That shop just opened up in back in December, and what a good addition. I mean, yeah, granted, a lot of people don't have hundreds and thousands of dollars to go in and spend money on some of this stuff. But it is, I'm glad that they're actually giving fans a chance to have the piece of their rides without having to go to a third party market to get these things.
That's awesome.
So obviously I went out to California in in December because I told everyone I was going to go there and I posted pictures of myself there. I never talked anything about my experience out there at Universal Hollywood, did I?
You did not?
I didn't?
No, well,
I don't believe I did. I mean, obviously, on this show, we were on hiatus.
On Tuesday's show, you talked about how it was like Kylie's first trip or anything, but
I didn't do any deets.
Because you and I haven't actually talked about it either, because I'm just realizing now that that was your first experience with Springfield.
Yes, that was my first experience with Springfield. And so I almost want to kick myself. I didn't do any research on Springfield really at all. Just saw the construction update the last time we were out there. So I get there and this was after, you know, I still was kind of running a really high fever because I had a bad fever whenever I got into California.
So everybody looked like a character from The Simpsons while I was there. Everybody was yellowed and jaundiced.
Exactly. And I wanted a beer to try to like start to feel better. And
of course.
So I'm like, well, it's got to be Springfield now. I need to taste what their
Duff is like.
Their Duff is like. And so I just asked after I ordered. It was like two beers there were, it cost like $26. They were like $13 out there.
That's way more than here. Here it's like here the it's seven eight, something. Yes, or eight
it's
bucks.
Like $8 yeah. after tax. It's yeah. usually $8.51 after tax. So I was like, oh, okay, well, what the beers were a little bit bigger. They were bigger pours, but not like
not $4
not to justify yeah, $4 more. So then I asked, I was like, oh, well, what company makes it out here? Because I know we have a local Florida company for ours. So they're like, oh, this is Florida Beer Company.
Oh my god! So that you like, you paid for the extra beer I paid just to find out. You're like, I drink this.
It's like, yeah, I have this all the time back at home, and it's cheaper. But you know, I got to drink in their Springfield, so it was still okay.
Their Springfield's cool because it's that like outside brewery area. That's really
exactly.
Nice.
It was really beautiful. But I did. It was a bigger cup. It was a much bigger cup. So we were. It took me about a half an hour to finish my beer. Which for anyone who's ever seen me drink beer. That's a long time.
Yeah, takes some doing. Yeah, make it last that long.
I think my average is about 3 to 5 minutes. Yeah. So
it's like water.
It's just water. But anyways, yeah. So I got to see Springfield. I got to see their Grinchmas, which I got to meet Max.
I saw that. I was very
just incredible. Kylie got yelled at for getting too close to Max, who was a woman, was not a male dog. It was
Maxine.
Yeah, this. Like, so she was just so freaking lazy, the team member there. Don't get too close to her. I mean him. I mean Max. It's like, oh, my God. Just, please, just 1% more enthusiasm. And so, but their Grinchmas was cool. And so the whole reason I wanted to bring this up was in terms of Fast and Furious Supercharged. Because they added that to their tram tour last time they were there. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I did it. Also on their tram tour for Christmas, they don't have a Grinchmas show. During the part of the tram tour where you get to go past the Grinch
Whoville?
Set,
yeah.
The Whoville, they have it all professionally lit, have Ooh. Props out and stuff, like give it a nice paint job, and they do this little mini like 2-minute Grinch show where they pop out and they start going through some of the songs.
Oh,
it's
that's cool.
Ends with another Max 2 running out with the Grinch. It was like so, it was so incredibly awesome. I loved it. And we only got to ride the tram tour once, so I didn't even get video of it because
got to enjoy it.
I was on the far, yeah, no, and I have that memory burned into my brain because of it. So yeah, fast forward, Fast and Furious Supercharged, first time doing it. Holy bejesus. This thing is awful.
Oh, I was waiting to see which route this went.
Awful. Granted, I've never said on here that I am a fan of Fast and Furious, but it absolutely 100% confirmed what it looked like in some of the videos that I watched. That even though you have like portions of it where they do like the Frank Kincaid type thing with Taye Diggs and Vin Diesel and all of the actors that took place in that. When you get to the actual ride portion themselves,
I don't think Taye Diggs is in those movies.
Who is it?
Wow.
Who's the?
It's oh my god.
I thought it was Taye Diggs.
No, it's not Taye Diggs. No? God, you're the worst. In fairness, he does look a lot like Taye Diggs. The one from Transformers, the guy from Transformers. What is his name? I want to think of it before you find it. And I'm sure people are like yelling right now because they know what it is.
I'm going to leave it on you right now while okay. I look it up.
Hold on. Well, isn't there a chat room somewhere somebody could tell us who it is?
Oh, Tyrese.
Yeah.
Tyrese. They both have T's and Y's in their first name.
It's an honest mistake.
Yeah.
But honestly, I do think that Tyrese and Taye Diggs could play brothers in a film someday. They do look very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you had mistaken him for Common, I would have been very upset with you.
Okay. Regardless, so then you get to the ride portion itself, and it's just all CGI. Like, they're not real. They didn't do anything.
They didn't film anything?
It was like
there's
all
no actual.
I thought they did, but if they did, then they put it in some like post software that made them look all cartoony and awful.
Or is it like Tyrese's character is there, but it's not Tyrese the actor? It's just Tyrese.
No, they did the Frank Kincaid style projection.
Oh, okay.
Mapping
so at
for the
beginning.
First part of
okay.
it. And then you go into the actual. Then you go into the next portion of the giant building that it's in, and that's where your tram joins the whole action, and it's driving in the highway, and you have the FBI and whatever coming at you on one side, and the family on the other side helping protecting and defending. The Rock's just shooting a machine gun on the back of a thing. It was garbage. It sucked. It was so bad.
Well, I mean, this thing hasn't looked impressive from the beginnings.
So. Kylie and I got off and we looked at each other, and you know, I showing this to her for the first time, I was so excited for her to like do the tram tour and see how crazy I was about it. And now to end it on Fast and Furious Supercharged was like just getting punched in the nuts. just plain and simple. For all the people out there who will love it, great. But and then even the little bits that they added in, like having the FBI break on over your tram while you're going through, like, oh, what, we have an update from the FBI. And then it was bad. The Rock had a couple funny moments in it.
Animated Rock?
What's that?
Was it an animated Rock? Like,
no. During the tram portions, you know, they actually had on the video screen in the middle of the tram, they had him pop up and kind of do like briefings and stuff. And he had a couple one-liners that were just like, they were actually humorous. And then you get to the ride itself and it sucked. So being excited now that we lost Beetlejuice and Disaster for something Fast and Furious Supercharged related.
You're not into it.
I am. Disaster, as cheesy and awful as it was,
Way better.
And Beetlejuice, no, that
just still needs to die.
I keep bordering on dropping the S word and the F word because it is getting me riled up. But I'm holding back. And so, yeah, long story short, that construction is not really affecting anyone. However, the end result, I think, will be downright awful. Sorry, everyone.
So that's not something that we can look forward to excited about with the construction.
But, you know, I'm sure we're going to hear about so many more great construction projects coming up in the future from Universal. It's inevitable.
Well, I mean, they've already got a million. I mean, how many construction projects can you juggle at one time?
I think 17.
Okay.
That's just a ballpark number.
Well, then I guess I got a little bit more room to add some things on their plate.
Exactly. So I asked on Facebook, I threw out the question there, how do you feel about visiting USF and IOA in the near future with all the construction projects currently happening? Is it worth postponing your vacation or skipping Universal entirely? Because, you know, we hear from a lot of Disney people that, like, right now with Hollywood Studios, some are on the fence where they say, well, you know, I don't know if I really want to pay the money to go there with what it looks like. Others say, yeah, why would I miss it? And then there's the ones who completely say, no, I just don't want to. They hit every spectrum. So I wanted to find out how people feel about it on the Universal side. And to say that I was shocked by it would be an understatement. So our first one comes from Chris McCleary. We had a week-long Disney stay last week and spent one day park hopping at Universal. And beyond the new resort, being built, which you don't realize is in the parks, the Hulk being down and Kong being built, it really didn't affect our trip at all, and they had an excellent time. So that's good to hear.
That's kind of what we've been saying.
Exactly. James Bakdnowski said, if I skipped any park for construction, I would never visit Orlando. The construction is a mess, but it certainly doesn't ruin anything for me. I am really looking forward to all of the new attractions opening up over the next few years, which I think is the opinion that most of us have, minus the butchering of the name. But
yeah, and that's fair. I mean, that's true. The projects are going on in all of the parks, so if you're wanting to avoid construction, then just don't come here right now.
Exactly, and I think Sarah Holman is right on the same level with me and says, I get really excited to see the construction at the parks. I like to see the progress that's being made on upcoming attractions. Any type of renovation slash construction would not hinder my experience at all. Jamie Lee, not the famous one, says, honestly, I'm not planning on coming back to Orlando for a few years, maybe 2018. There's just too much construction going on at both Universal and Disney that I would be okay with taking a few years to let all of the craziness die down first. My last trip was 3 months ago, so I could wait a while. Lol. Which, that's the only person
that
was on that side of it.
I'm a little bit surprised, too, if that's the only person. I thought that there would be more of that. But I'm happy to hear that that's not the case. I'm happy to hear that we're wrong in our expectations.
Yeah. Oh, granted, I posted this way too close to before the show, considering we had known we're going to do this topic for days now. So I didn't get that many responses on it. But yeah, only one out of the other. Two more came in. Rob Burns, not at all. I think it's fun to see the progress. Another on that one. And then Alex Christopher Gavin Chuck said, as long as Terminator is still going, it's always worth the trip. And then followed up with, I only make it to Orlando once every 5 years, and for me, there is no amount of construction that can put me off a park. Even Hollywood Studios is worth a trip for me, even if I don't have a full day's entertainment. I always get the park hopper, so I can hop out if I run out. So, yeah, I think just all across the board, I was surprised to see that so many people are willing to continue to give Universal a chance and continue going back despite the construction happening. Because honestly, for me, in terms of what's happening with this Universal Studios Florida, they did literally in the span of months lose three attractions. Mm-hmm. And three attractions that could eat up a good amount of your day being there and doing things. Granted, they weren't all that good, but anytime you lose three of anything, that's not great.
Has a bit of an impact. But I agree with these people, though. It's not a reason to skip at least the Universal parks. I disagree with the Hollywood Studios guy. Kind of feel like, I mean, if you can come here all the time, then yay for Hollywood Studios right now. But if not, I wouldn't spend the money on that park. But I would for the Universal ones because the impact of the construction is so minimal. You don't really notice it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's there, but it's not, it doesn't seem to, I don't know, it doesn't change anything for me at Universal.
Neither does it for me to.
Wow.
Yes.
What language was that?
It was Jar Jar.
Jar Jar Binks language.
Misa agrisa. Crossover. So, no, I don't know what the point of all this was, but
I forgot
halfway through here everything that was just happening. So, no, the point is I don't think Universal should be lumped in with all the construction nightmares that you see other places in Orlando. I think if anything, you don't even have to come to the park with exact touring plan. Like, you know, I need to maximize my time here and there because all of this is closed down. It's not. I think that there is literally no effect at all by Universal doing construction. And that's amazing to think, considering how much we spend time talking about the issues with construction everywhere else.
I'd say especially if you're staying on property, too, because the resorts are their own experience. And those are pretty much, you know, yeah. intact. So, I mean, there's still plenty to do. There's still plenty to enjoy. It really shouldn't affect your experience too much. It's hard to put a finger on why that's the case with Universal, because when you think of like construction nightmares, you think Disney Springs.
Yeah.
You think the I-4 mess leading to Disney Springs. You do think Hollywood Studios, just because so much of it has been shut down, that it does kind of push its way into the guest experience, but it hasn't touched Universal yet.
Yeah, long story short, don't let it ruin your vacation. Don't sacrifice planning a trip to Universal Orlando because of it. While they're doing this, buy two, get a third day free ticket. Take advantage of it if you are coming down. You can't beat that extra day for free. Mm-hmm. You just can't.
Take a long weekend.
Especially if it's over Mardi Gras, because that's the perfect time to come and visit and see one of the incredible concerts. And, you know, I think that's too, in the long run, why we have this concert lineup that we do this year, mm-hmm. because they want people to come while all these attractions are being shut down. And I don't think they needed to go to the effort of doing a special promotion / booking some of the acts they did. But bravo to Universal for trying to make up for something whenever they don't owe anything to us at all.
Yes. And at no extra cost.
Mm-hmm. No extra cost until they raise ticket prices, and then it will be at extra cost, of course.
But it'll be inclusive.
All inclusive. Minus alcohol, food.
True.
Fun.
I've been giggling because I forgot that this was your laptop back here. So I got lost in a Google search of photos of Tyrese and Taye Diggs, and I started debating which one's more attractive. So enjoy your computer.
Is he saying he just uploaded a lot of photos of these men onto your computer?
I just kept clicking and then I forgot it's not my computer.
I wouldn't be nervous if you weren't laughing so much. That's really, really making me upset.
don't worry, I didn't change any photos or anything. I just realized what your search history is going to like recommend to you the next time.
I can only imagine. God.
They're both very attractive. I'm just going to let you know.
Fantastic. Well, thank you guys for joining in on this very bizarre conversation today. And for everyone who didn't get a chance to say anything about how they feel about all the construction, please get in touch with us. Go and post on the Facebook thread that we had going on with it, or feel free to always write to us, podcast@disunplug.com. Of course,
that other one will be Mike's email.
Mike.
Send that to Mike.
Care of Mike.
At uopodcast@disunplug.com. Email us there. And of course, you'll find links to that and our show notes page, disunplug.com, where you'll find any information for all the other shows that are on the Disunplugged Podcast Network, now being hosted on youtube.com/disunplugged. If you're not subscribed there, then you won't get any updates. And even then, I just want to say this now too. YouTube just doesn't update you on what new videos are released when you subscribe to a channel. You have to go in and change the settings and say, I want to be subscribed when this channel releases a new video. So if you're not getting those, go mess with your YouTube settings and find out how to get our shows. And still stay subscribed to youtube.com/WDW info, because there's still a lot of great stuff going up on that channel as well too. So don't want you to abandon one for the other. We got a lot of good stuff going out there everywhere on all of the shows that we're putting out there. And of course, go follow us on all the social medias. Leave us feedback. Subscribe to us on iTunes as well. And leave us feedback on there, please. We'd appreciate it, especially if it's bad, because then we'll call you out about it on the show. So anonymity is not safe.
Anonymity.
I cannot. I do not know how to say that word.
Did I change that
word?
Doesn't sound safe.
Anonymity. So yeah, thank you. Thank you again. Thanks for everyone taking the time to watch us out there. If you like what you just watched, hit that little thumb that's right down below.
Your opposable thumb.
Which side of the screen am I on? It'd be right there. Hit the little thumb up right there. Hit it right there. If you're watching on YouTube.
Right below the waist.
If you're not watching on YouTube, then this is pointless to all you listening out there. So that's going to do it for this episode of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. We'll be back next week with another random crazy episode. And I don't hear my music. I pushed it. You pushed it?
I pushed it, yeah.
Fantastic. Don't hear it. Not hearing it.
You just have to sing it, Rhino.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Is it coming?
Trust me. The bar is moving.
It's moving.
Do you want me to... I don't know.
Is it moving?
You gave me this video file.
We got the outro going?
Oh, my gosh.
It's playing. Hold on.
Most awkward outro ever.
Did you turn the audio off?
Let me quit it and reopen it.
Yep. We're going to hit it. So,
I know you just were going
to. So about those Oscars.
So for everyone out there, make sure if you are a part of the Oscar voting committee, go out there and help support Jurassic World on it.
I'm just going to let the music roll you on out of that one.
It's coming. So remember, everyone out there,
bye.
Destruction is universal.